Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 15 of the Cult and Tea and Dice, and welcome to episode 2 of Game of Thrones. I am Bloodied, I will be your GM for the evening.
Sorry, he caught me by surprise there. I'm Mordrigan. I will be playing Garrick Snow.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Elira Hill.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Emeria Grimwood.
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Yvette Sand.
So, would you folks care to recap for the fine folks listening at home?
We plan to go... Sorry?
I'm here too.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yes, Ilpor Cupino's here too. She's not playing anything, but she is here.
She is watching like Ceiling Cat, but via
yeah, but less judgmental. Ceiling Cat is a judgmental bitch. But anyway, that aside, we plan to go to King's Landing. We also may have planned to poison some people.
Maybe.
Mostly so that I can win the Grand Melee.
Perhaps you would care to expand a little.
Okay, well, we were invited into the map room in the castle, whose name I can't remember offhand. I'm sure it's written down on the book down there somewhere. Grimthorn, wasn't it? Castle Grimthorn's map room. Mm-hmm. And there we had a conversation with my father, her mother, and the man who seems to be made of tallow.
Meister Oswick.
Yes, good old Meister Oswick. And basically, it boils down to the king is having another tournament. And therefore, would quite like us to rock up to King's Landing, get hilariously drunk, fornicate with lots of bar wenches. Was there other parts of the plan? Oh, yes, I remember. We kind of want to sort of, you know, get into good graces with somebody in power, preferably the king, because he can sign the bloody thing, and get Garrick, that's me, legitimised, which would be nice, because then it solves our little supremacy problem, whereby I might be the heir, but so might Emeria.
Hooray!
Yes, hooray!
So we either need to get that sorted, or arrange it so they'll let me be the heir.
Yeah, either or works. But
we need an heir.
The problem is, we live in the north.
Yeah.
And the likelihood of them going for the Dornish method is fairly slim.
Yeah. On the other hand, what's the likelihood of them approving a bastard?
Given his promise to?
Yeah, fair point. The king has.
The king has. You may not remember by now. The syphilis may have eaten it out of his brain. But that's not the point. We came up with a few plans, some that involved us fixing the Grand Melee by the utilisation of poison. Pennyroyal, I think, was our front runner, or possibly Tansy. I believe at one point we realised that we were effectively going to try and give the warriors an abortion. then
that could be interesting.
I'm sure the mountain won't take that askance at all. I think we planned a load of other stuff to do with what we were taking on the trip. You were taking one of your religious nutcakes?
They might be nutcases. They're not nutcakes.
Oh. Well, I think you were taking one of them.
Yeah.
We were taking about 20 of the guards and the captain of the guard, who's still not here, and still doesn't have a name. And we were also taking a random serving girl who totally isn't our chief poisoner at all. I'm looking at you.
Why? I'm innocent.
Yes.
He was looking at Nyx, for those at home.
And she's not a random serving girl.
No, she's
your serving girl.
She's totally just your maid.
Of course.
Mm. Oh, incidentally, we don't have tea. It's quite warm here.
What do you mean that?
Lemonade.
Oh,
well, sort of flat lemonade. So lemon squash, really. But the Americans would call it lemonade.
Yeah,
I'm trying to appeal to the transatlantics out there.
They call apple juice cider.
Yeah, that.
Is it not alcoholic, though?
Yeah, no, they call ordinary straight up apple juice cider, and they call what we call cider hard cider.
Trying to find hard cider in America is damn near impossible. It is very annoying.
I don't know, if you go to certain quite big liquor stores, the ones that are sort of like warehousey type ones, you can find some decent cider.
I found some nice cider in Michigan. Mm. That is the only place I have managed to find cider in America. And I went to New York at least twice.
Mm. See, I never really tried looking in New York. I found stuff in Boston, I found stuff in California.
Mm-hmm.
But we are digressing.
Yeah, just
massively. So, when we left it last time, you were just departing from Castle Grimthorn?
I believe it's Grimthorn. I'll tell you if we can find the book.
Notes, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little underprepared today, folks. I got confused.
It's all right, it's possible that I got confused, but it doesn't matter.
Well, confusion generally reigns.
Yeah.
So, there are... So, you've got your own wagon.
I've got a wagon. It's got two war horses, Dory.
Mm-hmm. Bizarre, but there you go. And you were bringing 20 guards, weren't you?
20 guards.
Mm-hmm.
Captain of the guard.
Are you bringing an additional wagon?
I believe we were bringing at least one other wagon.
My Sir Oswick was travelling in something that wasn't your wagon.
Yeah.
Yes, this is true.
Because he was vaguely worried I might fry him over a fire and eat him if we got hungry.
Om nom nom. It's a workable option. This is the North.
Well, it is the North, and he is made almost entirely out of tallow.
And winter is coming.
Winter's always coming.
Well, yeah. That's the trick. You say it long enough, eventually you'll be right.
Yep.
But I digress.
We'll probably have your head chopped off.
Column A, column B.
Yeah, if you just turn up and just repeatedly say winter is coming, they might get annoyed.
Ned Stark will do you for copyright.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, that's my catchphrase.
Well, they might just kill you because boredom.
Stop saying it! But winter is coming. Stop saying it! But winter's coming. Stop saying it!
Well, look, it'll soon be winter, and then it won't be coming anymore, it'll be here.
Yeah, but then the next winter will be coming.
We can't win! And that's why no one likes Ned Stark. So. Out of curiosity, how openly are you travelling?
I'll leave that up to her. I mean, we've got 20 guys and two wagons at least.
And a nut job.
And a religious nut job. And her religious nut job.
Yeah. Well, Meisters aren't religious.
I'm not talking about the Meister. I was referring to our priestess as a nut job and her additional nut job, what she's got with her.
Two nut jobs.
Yeah, we've got two nut jobs.
But just two.
But just
do you
two.
Mean how obvious it is that we're a bunch of people going to the tournament?
Basically, yes. From
House
Grimthorn. Yeah, are you listening? We are House Grimthorn, we're on our way to the tournament. Are you just like, well, we are a bunch of slightly rich people, or are you, nothing to see here, we are totally not rich people.
There probably aren't that many of us, so we might...
There's probably not that many of us, but we have taken the elite guard of House Grimthorn. And they've got armour.
We could probably deal with bandits.
If we can't deal with bandits with what we've got with us, we're probably in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I suspect the guards probably are wearing their Grimthorn armour. It may not be painted in house colours, because our house colours are awful.
Mm. Does it have your emblem on it?
Yeah,
it probably does about the chest somewhere.
Oh, what are the house colours in the end?
Oh dear. Well, they're gold and purple with a black cross and a dead tree in the top right corner.
It's hideous.
No. If you go and look at my write-up of the house on the Cult of Tea and Dice...
Cult of Tea and Dice, not net.
There is actually an image of what I think it looks like, and it's dire.
I looked at that, I went, nah.
That's what we rolled. It is what we rolled.
Yeah, you'll just have to accept that you sort of, you know, when it came to the day that you were handing out cool emblems, you guys were at the back of the line.
We've got a cool tree.
Well, we just had an ancestor with a really... Maybe he was colourblind. Who knows?
I suspect he probably was.
He really liked purple.
Or he thought he was going to be king. Because gold and purple.
Very, very, very imperial.
Yeah, very imperial.
Not very forest by the sea.
No. Well, no. It was probably set up when we owned the entirety of Sea Dragon Point and the whole thing was a castle.
Yeah, nice. Goddamn.
Bloody Iron Islanders.
Bloody Iron
Islanders. Arseholes. Right, anyway.
So, you are...
I think we're fairly obvious.
Yeah.
Given, well, I'm not exactly unnoticeable, what with all the scars.
Yeah,
we're
and the two war horses.
Everywhere, but we're not exactly sneaking.
Oh, we're not banners out. Whoa! House Grimborg's coming through. Get the fuck out of the way.
it's basically like a rap song, but, you know.
Yeah. With a lot more get the fuck out of the way and northernness.
Get the fuck out the way, yo. Get the fuck out the way. Oh god, that was going to be in my head the entire night now.
There are worse things that could be in your head all night. I've just realised what I've said and I will raise the finger in your
window.
But anyway, moving on.
Moving swiftly on. So, I'm assuming you're sort of aiming for the King's Road.
I think so. I suspect we've got to go through a lot of Wolfswood to get to it, though.
You are going through fairly wooded area. There are roads as such. They're not particularly brilliant roads.
You mean they're roads with quote marks?
Yeah,
right?
If you've ever been to Cumbria.
Is that going to take us quite near Winterfell, then?
It's going to take us past it.
You will be going past Winterfell.
The Winterfell's on the King's Road.
Oh,
she's on the pull already.
Yeah.
I just want to look.
Mm.
I'll tell you what he looks like. He looks like a man child with curly hair on the top of his head, curly hair on the bottom of his head, and no sense of propriety. Oh, you're interested in the building? Oh, right. It's a big rock with other rocks around it. That's pretty much it. Oh, and there's a tree in the middle, which is good.
Which you can't see from outside. You know, it's there.
It's got two walls. They're very cool.
Mm.
It's got a moat, a wall, a moat between the two walls, and then another wall.
See, that's a good thing to look at.
Mm. I should probably get back into the character.
But yes, anyway.
Right, hang on.
You're riding in the wagon.
Yep.
Are you on horse in the wagon?
I have a horse.
You have a horse. You also have a horse?
No, I'm definitely in a wagon.
In a wagon.
I can't ride.
Who's there's two.
Yeah, are you in default house wagon or Garrick wagon?
The Garrick wagon.
We're
probably up near the front of the Garrick wagon.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you riding? Whichever wagon's going to be closer to you?
Probably somewhere in the middle, I'd imagine.
So between the two wagons, just to be difficult.
That's really useful of you.
Well, I could go near the actual house wagon. Perhaps I probably don't want to go right at the front, just in case we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's what Garrick's for.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be near the front because any trouble that happens to me will probably bounce right off.
Hmm.
Yeah. I guess I end up joining Maester Oswick then.
Yes,
Don't forget, you're supposed to be looking for mushrooms.
This is true.
Not mushrooms.
And
plants.
And other such products.
Are you wanting to be doing that as you go along? Or are you wanting to sort of, while, say, breaking for lunch, you want to amble off for a bit and have a look for some...
Probably the ambling off during stopping times in case I accidentally get left behind.
Okay, well, I'm assuming you're mentioning... Or are you not mentioning?
Mentioning what where?
Are you informing anyone that you are popping off to look for?
Well, when we stop for lunch, you probably have to tell her mistress that she's not going to be about to powder her feet or whatever it is ladies' maids do.
I will probably let Amiria know. Basically, she's got to tell me what to look for, also.
Yes. What are you looking for? Specifically.
I think it was. We did actually discuss this last time we came up with a plan.
You decided on Pennyroyal.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure it's Pennyroyal we decided on.
Mm.
It's only one of the ingredients in moon tea, along with mint, tansy, and wormwood. But yeah, it can cause abortion.
It's really difficult to murder people with, though, is why we chose it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's easier.
It makes them ill, but they don't die.
Exactly. We don't actually want to accidentally kill anyone. We just want to make them slightly sick. So, we're going to go for that one.
Right.
So it's a herb similar to spearmint or peppermint that gives off a highly aromatic oil. The leaves are green and its clustered flowers are reddish purple or lilac blue.
Hmm.
So that's what you're looking for.
Right, so now...
Right, go find that plant and good plan.
So, you're wandering off to go forage for pennyroyal now. Let me just have a quick glance at the skills.
I'll probably have to leave somebody else to do the cooking.
Does someone want to keep an eye on her while she's wandering?
Yeah, do you want to take anyone with you?
You actually have forage.
No.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think we need to go over her.
Hmm. Okay, so you're going to do some foraging.
So we've probably pulled up in some kind of clearing of some description and are busy making a big fire so we can cook some food.
Okay.
And boil some water.
So, how long are you going to give yourself for this little foraging expedition?
How long it stops normally?
Sort of like, well, we'd probably be stopping for about... Well, remember, we've got to boil water. Mm. Boiling water over a fire is bloody difficult. Probably be at least an hour boiling water and making food. So
we can spend...
I'd say the majority of the time would be...
So, say 2 hours?
Well, if you spend 2 hours, we'll be waiting for you an hour.
Well,
okay, so
if you spend 1 hour,
yeah.
Okay.
And by the time you get back, the food will be ready.
Okay, so
there won't be a saltfish to be seen.
Scandal. Yeah. So, an hour's foraging would normally be a hard 15. However, it is fall. Autumn.
Yeah, let's use the right word for it.
Yeah, so this is what he uses in the book.
I know, but the book's
okay,
American.
So that's 15. That's 10. So yeah, so it's going to be a difficulty 10 forage roll.
Okay. So how many dots... Is it survival, I think?
It's on the survival, yes.
How many dots in survival do you have?
I've got rating 3.
And
okay.
Do you have any specialities?
And how many dots in forage? Please also bear in mind, this is the first skill check of the entire thing.
Okay, let's fuck it right up then. I've got 10 next to it. Does that mean something?
That means it
cost
you.
Yeah, it could be.
I think you've got one dot in forage.
Okay.
So you roll your 3 dice for survival, your 1 dot for forage, and you choose whichever of the 3 dice you want to keep.
So the 3 highest?
Yeah, basically.
And you want to beat 10.
So, if you throw this 2 away and keep the 6 and the 2 threes,
you get 12.
Total of 12.
Which is a straight success.
Nice.
You wander around. It takes you about half an hour before you finally found it. You find a surprisingly nice little copse, with a pleasant variety of flowers, seemingly untouched. And indeed, in there is a pennyroyal bush.
We attack the pennyroyal bush, then.
Well, I wouldn't suggest attacking it. Maybe prune it lightly.
Mm.
After all, we might need some more by the time she gets back from King's Landing.
Yeah. Or, you know, there won't be any morning after, you know, be any moon tea. And then, goodness knows what'll happen.
Bastards. Bastards everywhere.
No, no.
Like he's come from your side of things, I suppose.
Yep.
Rather than mine.
Probably. Well, it's easier on my end. The look she's giving me is amazing.
But yes. So you are able to return in time to even have some lunch.
Which involves no... in saltfish.
Of course not, saltfish is for breakfast.
Not even for breakfast! And the Iron Islanders eat fish for breakfast.
Technically, didn't you leave the supply getting to Emeria? She could have saltfish.
Yeah, she's probably got saltfish all over the place. It's probably hidden under a seat, jammed in the spokes of the wheels. It's probably been woven into a nice covering for the wagon, just so that she can ensure she can eat like an Iron Islander as long as we're out here.
No, what she did was she left it with Oswick.
Oh. It's gone.
No. Oswick doesn't like saltfish. They disagree with him.
Everything disagrees with Oswick.
Including you. Especially you.
Including bloody exercise by the looks of
it. He's a meister. They're not exactly known for their athleticism.
Yeah, but there's a difference between known for their athleticism and, you know, being circular.
Fair anyway. Point, well made. Anyway, so, you recommence your journey, and you carry on past, and as light is falling, you even see Winterfell. It is indeed. Look like some very big rocks, but very pretty rocks. The flag with the direwolf head waves overhead. People stand on walls.
That's a nice
with spears. Which makes no sense. No. You see, it doesn't make any sense putting spearmen on the top of your walls. You put bowmen on the top of your walls, and you put spearmen behind the door.
I suppose they're just putting extras up there to say, look what we've got.
That's entirely possible.
It's a show of strength. It's a very nice castle.
It is a very nice castle. If we ever have enough, you know, money to rebuild the old castle, and, you know, time and rock, it'd look pretty much like that. The old castle was quite impressive. It was impressive for Harrenhal, of course, but much less melted.
And you carry on. How are you dealing with sleeping? Will you be camping out?
Well, I'm guessing rocking up to Winterfell and going bang, bang, bang. Hey, up, lad! We're in for the night! Probably wouldn't go down.
I was thinking, would you be thinking in or.
Yeah, our inns.
Now
in. I reckon probably in might be a good plan.
Well, it might depend. Maybe not everyone in the inn, because we've got quite a lot of people with us.
That's what stables are for. Have you never stayed in an inn?
No.
The majority of us sleep in the stable, you know.
I haven't left often. You're considerably older than I am.
Well, watch it, you. I remember you said that. It is, however, broadly true. Well, we can probably put me and the rest of the... Well, actually, no. If we put the captain of the guards and the guards in the stable, because they'll be happy with that anyway, and me in the inn, with you, and you, and you, and probably your religious chap, and Oswick, obviously. I think he'd scare the horses. They're not used to seeing a salt lick that big.
I heard that.
I'm looking out for you. I don't want you getting licked by horses all night.
Right.
You're getting out of bed out of this. I don't understand why he's complaining. He's going to get out of bed.
Rather impolite, then.
Am I really? Yeah. How surprising.
You may want to work on that when you get to
see. I'm sure it'll be fine. Anyway, if we shovel's in the inn then, and the rest of them in the stables... That should be alright.
That seems acceptable.
Not least of all, it means that at least one person what can swing a weapon is inside the inn, just in case, will be tied, somebody tries to ravish you in your sleep.
That's such a wonderful way of putting things, but yeah.
How to put it? You're much more useful to the house unspoiled.
I'm glad that you recognise this. What was in the bastard children here?
To my knowledge, and not all of the time, but I'm working on it. Well, then, let's find us an inn. Hey, you, on the arse. Go find an inn. Come back and tell us where the inn is. We'll follow you. I dispatch random spod number three.
Random spod number three rides off. Actually, his name's Gareth. But
okay.
You have Y, because you've got to have random Y in your name in Westeros.
Yeah, you do. Gareth.
That's why I've got a random
Y. Yes, it is. Yes, you do.
I don't have a random Y in my name. That's how you know I'm a bastard. I've got a name that's spelled right.
Scandal.
Yeah. That's why Ned Stark's called Ned Stark, because Eddard was actually spelt right. So they started calling him Ned because they knew he wasn't a bastard. Anyway.
Gareth returns, not too much longer later, and leads you to a pleasant enough inn in the village not far from Winterfell. The innkeeper is quite agreeable and gives you the room.
You mean he likes money?
He likes money. It's fairly quiet. It seems that as you'd probably guessed, the Starks are not sending anyone to the tournament. Ned not being a one for tourneys.
Interesting. That's very interesting indeed. Well, think about it. It raises our stock considerably because we're basically going to be the most important Northman down there.
This is true.
Unless, like, you know, the Karl Starks or the what's the names? Boltons? No. Yeah, Boltons. All the others turn up.
Might have been nice to have a chance to speak to people from Winterfell, though, but never mind.
Speak to people. One window, you say.
I do.
Okay. Right, well, anyway. What rooms have we got?
Well, they have one quite good room, which they offer to the lady.
Obviously.
Yeah, and there's a little a cot for the maid as well. Well, everyone needs to have their hand made handy. That's why the hand is there.
Just in case, like... Well, I don't know, really. I'm still unclear as to what you actually do.
I'm her handmaiden, and she needs a hand.
Do you realise what sort of things ladies have to wear?
Yes. Dresses, mostly.
Hmm. Sometimes we need a little hand doing things up at the back.
Right.
And that's what handmaidens are for.
I suppose I've only ever seen them going off rather than going on.
Right. Yes, then you wouldn't know.
Pretty apt with the odd button. I give her a wink.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Half-siblings.
Half-siblings in this case.
Yes, they suggest a further two rooms to split between the remainder of you, being as you are.
Do you want Oswick or me?
Me?
There's two rooms.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be two people in each room.
Yeah.
Do you want Oswick or do you want me?
Or the other end of Fanatic.
Religious matter.
No, because I'm not sharing with Oswick. It's as simple as that. Have you not heard the man when he's asleep? It's like lying next to an enormous boar.
Supposedly something of a snorer.
Well, you sell it so well.
Oswick and me.
Would be nice to have
I'm surprised that this is such a difficult decision. Personally, I'd much rather have a room of my own.
It's not a very big inn, is the problem.
Well, you could have Oswick and your religious nutter, if you prefer.
That sounds a bit too snug.
You could put your religious nutter in the stable.
I'm not sure how the unit of guards would get on.
Right, okay, I've got a plan. You sleep in that room. Oswick sleeps in that room. Your religious nutter sleeps in that room, and I go downstairs to the bar.
Wagons don't take me driving. The horses have probably followed the horses in front of them, so I can have a sleep tomorrow. Right then. I'm heading down to the bar.
You head on down to the bar. It's fairly quiet in there.
Right.
There are a couple of old looking fellows there in the corner. Sort of mumbling away in a strange sort of... You can't quite call it an accent.
Is it a local dialect by any chance? Man, mash, 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 man, mash.
Well, you don't think they're talking about mash or a still of any kind. But it is very sort of woodsman-y, pigeon sort of...
Right.
Dialogue. You could probably pick it up if you tried.
I don't have that much... patience, to be perfectly honest. I will wave to the innkeeper. Right. Yes. I'll have one.
Right.
To begin with.
Uh-huh.
They can have one each.
Right,
you can have one if you like.
Yeah.
Then you can sit down and tell me what's going on.
Alright. So, he pours you a drink. It's,
I'm not sure this person knows how to speak Westerosi. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I see. It's a very strong accent. There, yeah.
Right, try saying that again, but with opening your mouth.
Oh, you see, it's a very strong accent in this area.
Right, yes.
Very plus strong. I had a jaw injury.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's
good. The jaw of it.
Right, well.
Yeah.
Has there been many passed then, going down to King's Landing and such?
Oh, yeah, been a few. Been a few.
That was been a few, right?
Yes, been a few.
We found the book.
Ooh.
And, yes, I think it is called... something. I can't find it now. Never mind. Yeah, we've got a castle.
Yeah. Castle.
Got a bit of few. Anyone in particular? Boltons, for example?
I didn't see the Boltons. No, you know Bolton. Yeah,
no Boltons, okay.
No Boltons. You'd know a Bolton if you'd see Boltons. Oh, tall, yeah. Tall, creepy man, thin man.
Well, yeah, he looks like he's got too little blood in him, which is a shame because his banner's got too much blood on it.
Yeah,
did you see the Great John? You yes! Know him. You did yes. See the Great John?
Big man, oh, big man.
That's good.
Big
good, because I reckon
big
we can
man.
Persuade him to join us on the Grand Meal.
I think it was Danitz. Yeah, it was the Danitz.
Oh, they sell crappy cows.
They were mumbling something, but I got in once. They were all sort of glary, you know. I didn't want to intrude.
They were all sort of glary? Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Danitz. Okay.
Who knows what's up with them?
Right, I'd quite like to, at this point, make a status roll to see if I know anything about the Danitz.
Okay, make a roll, sir.
Well, I will keep all of them because I've only got 3 dice. That would be 8 out of the 10.
Right, which... Bear with me a second here.
If you want the campaign guide, I think it's down to your right. If they're in there, I don't know if they are.
Well, no, they, it's in no, it's the here, is it, yes.
One.
Figuring out the skills bits. Yeah, like I said, I got confused, didn't think we were running tonight, and I didn't do my proper research.
It's alright, I never do proper research for any of my bloody games.
I know, but to be fair, you've written them.
I still can't get rid of the bloody accent, and I'm not even playing a character at the time. Once it's been turned on, it's on for good.
Oh God, you're going Daniel Day-Lewis on us.
Caught the Dragon Days. It's like the Lakota at CP.
Yeah.
Yes, they're not particularly massive house, the Danitz. They're fairly sort of minor.
Nice, good.
Yeah, I mean, they were on with you on Robert's side during the rebellion.
Makes a nice change.
Yeah. They've had a really bad run of luck. They've had some poor harvests.
As we can tell, probably cows.
Famine debts. Yeah.
Basically, they've got the arse end of a shitty stick.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's not that, you know, it's not that they were particularly been bad to them. I mean, they seem to get on quite well with the Starks. Mm. You've never had any particular problems with them. I mean,
apart from the shitty cows.
Well, apart from the shitty cows, they were a bit. They got a bit shirty when you complained about the poor quality of the cows. Was the thing.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they got a bit uppity about it.
Oh, well. It's their problem, isn't it?
Yeah. The current Liege Lord is Lord Arthur Dannett. He is not a well man. Not a well man, apparently.
Ooh.
Mm. He lost 6 brothers in the rebellion.
Now that's just careless.
Mm.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and then his wife died when part of the keep fell on her.
They yeah. just bloody cursed, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they have really had a bad run of luck. He's got one daughter,
ooh.
Iris.
Just a daughter, you
say. Oh, no, there is also a younger son, Adam.
Ooh.
And of course, in Drew Whisperer's You Fasten, it's spelt A-D-H-A-M.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because he's 16. So you're guessing if anyone was going from House down to the tournament, he would probably be one of them going.
Hmm. No, no, that.
No.
You don't want to deal with a family with that sort of luck.
I'm sorry, I've just read the two quotes for the night from Il Porcupino there. I'm doing pretty well so far. So not an Adam fan then.
You don't want to be part of Adam's family.
Oh no!
Oh, zing!
That was terrible.
I know.
Right.
I
know. Accurate. Okay. So they've gone down. Anyone else of any particular import? I'm glad to hear that the Great John's gone down because you see, I'm thinking of starting up some form of Grand Melee.
Oh. Oh, the Grand Melee, yeah, that's always a good one, that one, the Grand Melee. Lots of fighting, and you run, all the big groups are together, I was in one of them once.
Was that where you got your terrible jaw injury?
Oddly enough, yes.
Yeah, I got a terrible jaw injury in mine, look.
Oh.
I've got a chunk out of my jaw.
Oh, that's fine.
That goes down here and across Ooh. My chest.
Oh, that's got him.
Yeah, that was a mountain.
Oh, and you're still alive. Oh,
yeah, I was impressed and all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if the Great John's gone down, I might be able to pick him up and all.
Yeah.
You did sort of trail off towards the end there. Wasn't anything particularly important in your last bit that you were trying to say and just, you know, sort of swallowed.
No.
Yeah, it was all about the fighting, wasn't it?
All about the fighting, okay, yeah.
Don't strain yourself.
It's a fight. You'll watch yourself on the road, because there's this fox knight going about. He calls himself a bandit man.
Bandit, you say?
Yeah, well, he claims he's fighting for the Targaryens. against the evil usurper. Yes, foolish man.
I'm sorry, but isn't it bloody nigh on 14 years?
Oh, yeah, exactly. But in order to fuck that brother, I'm fighting for the Targaryens. There's not even any bloody Targaryens left, is there? Was there a couple or something? Ran off somewhere? I don't know.
There's a couple of kids off in... Pentos, I think it is. One of them places where they don't know how to make proper soup.
Well, yeah. Proper beer, probably. Yeah.
I don't think they do beer. I think it's all wine.
Ridiculous. Wine.
Well, you can't have wine for breakfast, can
well,
you?
Well, no. Exactly. Where do beer people have wine for breakfast?
Well, Pentos or Braavos, I assume.
Well, exactly. And you don't want to be there. You want to be Westeros.
It's too bloody hot for us, that. Right, so the only possible problem is there's a fox knight, was it?
Yeah, he calls himself a fox knight.
So basically what we need is 20 hounds and a bunch of southern nobles on silly horses with hats on. And it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right, well that's good. I'll have another, because I've finished it by now.
Yeah, well he pours you another.
Due to various skills...
I can down 7 of these before I even have to start
I'm not regularly going to be asking for sort of inebriation challenge rolls, because there are rules for inebriation in this system. Alcohol is listed as a poison.
There are rules for it. They just don't apply to Garrick.
Yes, the man who has more hit points than a mammoth. We are not even fucking kidding.
I have built for hit points. I do. I have ended up with 20 hit points, which is 5 more than the mountain and 3 more than a mammoth. But yeah, I shall continue drinking down there, keeping an eye on everybody who's going in. Eventually, towards the end of the night, I might have a snooze in the corner once everybody else is either drunk or asleep.
Yeah, but it's a fairly quiet night. I mean, there was a couple of guys, I think,
Before I go to sleep, however, my morning star's going next to the chair on the floor. Top spike stuck in the floor, so if I put my hand down, my hand goes to a morning star. And I'll have a snooze.
Yeah. The night passes uneventfully. You wake up. It's a bright, sunshiny day.
They wake up first.
I was sorry. This isn't something I was looking at Archive and Nyx at this point. And Hardwick as well.
Oswick's had a room to himself. He should feel bright and breezy.
He's still... You can hear the snoring. You can hear the snoring.
How is this even possible? I'm downstairs. I shouldn't be able to hear him.
But yeah, you can hear him. You can hear him.
I suppose we should get up and get dressed and things.
Yes, yes, that is the traditional thing I believe people do in the morning.
And go downstairs.
Garrick bothers to put pants on before he wanders to breakfast.
The question is, did he bother to take them off the night before?
Well, no, of course not.
Okay, so he's not doing anything, is he?
No. I'm asleep in the corner.
Garrick's asleep in the corner. He's got his morning star in what you come to recognise as prepared position.
I like to refer to it as erect and ready.
Yes. Yes. The landlord prepares breakfast. Unfortunately, they don't have any saltfish. They do crispy bacon.
Oh, the moment bacon starts getting cooked, I'm awake.
Yeah, you're awake.
I'll have some of that, and some cheese, and some bread.
Good morning, lady.
Don't worry about the jaws. Yeah, considered perfectly normal.
War wound.
He was in a grand melee.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that reminds me. The great John's headed down.
Oh really?
Yeah. So we might want to, snaffle him.
Yes.
Because in me and Thoros, it would take the mountain all day to shop the oars.
Yes, that's...
Then we just need two really good fighters for the other two. They can take on the rest. Problem solved?
Hopefully.
Or, we can deal with the mountain another way. Perhaps. Maybe.
No, that's definitely someone we should talk to as soon as we arrive.
I'll leave that to you, eh?
I'm not sure if I'm the right person for recruiting for a melee team, but...
No, but you're probably the right person to be talking to the great John.
I think. Yes.
What, you like ladies? If I go up and say to him, "Hey up lad, why don't you join my grand melee team?" He'll go, "Why don't you join mine?" If you go up to him and say, "Oh, why don't you join my brother's grand melee team? It would be ever so nice and you'd be doing me a great favour." Then he's much more likely to go, "Yeah, alright." The pretty lady asking questions. I think it's called politics. I thought this was your kind of thing.
Occasionally.
There we are then. I'm going to eat breakfast.
Yes.
I'm also going to make sure breakfast is taken out to all the soldiers.
Yep. No. That's given you are paying for it, then yes.
How much does it cost in total?
Now I have to work out the food price.
Just give me a round number in silver stags.
I would say 10 pounds. I don't know.
I'll pay it.
It's not amazing quality food, but it's good. Yeah, it's edible. It's nice.
Yeah. To give you a comparison, Noble's Garb is 100 silver stags.
Ah.
So 10% of that.
Hmm.
I'll whack him some money. I'll actually throw in a little bit extra because I want him to think of us fondly after we've gone. So I'll bung him an extra 2 as we're going out the door.
Oh, there you go. I wish you luck at the grand relay.
Thanks.
So all prepared. Oswick did come down on the app once the bacon started cooking.
Right. Before we're on the off, and I'll get everybody in a big circle around me. Before we're on the off, supposedly, there's some knight who thinks he's a fox who's fighting for dragons somewhere down the road.
A fox fighting for dragons.
Wonder. I know it doesn't make sense, but right. I'm guessing he's some bloke who's gone a bit funny from the war, and he still thinks the war's going on.
Is this something you can deal with?
Well, if he turns up, I'll smash his face in. But
excellent.
It's just I'd rather you were aware if you decide to go wandering off in the woods on your own. Because, well, coming to rescue you, again, would be problematical. Because we've kind of got a very tight timeline. You're giving me the look. But this little conversation is for your safety rather than mine. He's unlikely to try and kidnap me.
You never know.
Well, then possibly your handmaiden. Perhaps he's not picky.
Oh, thanks. That's so sweet of you.
Not being funny, but you're worth less ransom than shoes.
Yeah, well, we're going out in groups together for sense reasons.
The relatively old lady and the very young girl. Yes, I can see why he would be terrified to try and kidnap you both together.
Clearly, if they have to go out again, you can accompany them.
Yeah, that could work. Or, you know, any of the 20 guards!
That too.
I don't actually have to do everything myself, you know. Oh, God, I'm starting to sound like an innkeeper. We better be off. I think it's catching.
Lock your... It's contagious. And so, you make your way onwards. You actually hit the King's Road itself in fairly good time.
Thank goodness. It's a real road and everything.
Yeah, it's a real road. It's nice. Yeah. Paved, to an extent. There is still woods bordering it, because, well, you are still a fairly verdant green bit of the north. Oak branches rustle in the breeze, and there's birds chirping. Well, crows. Quite a lot of crows, actually. There's a scent on the air. Scent of carrion.
Well, bugger.
Yeah.
I think we might want to stop for a moment. Right, can I have a quick look round and see if it's obvious where the most of the crows are?
Yeah, you can't quite see them, but not far off the road to your front left. You can sort of see a fair amount of circling and hear the sounds of them cawing and moving about.
Right. U15 and the captain of the guard, stay here. Unless any of you particularly want to come, me and these 5 are going to go and have a look. Do you particularly want to go on?
To see what?
What is obviously dead over there and probably being eaten by crows.
Not especially.
Oswick, you're coming with me because, you know, dead things and healing and such.
Right, okay. He looks a bit flustered, but grabs his Meister's kit.
Okay. We have got another of them, right? You did get another of them.
I believe you did. I thought you said you bought one.
Well, I was kind of... I didn't really manage to buy everything. I've got a few things written down. But
okay.
Well, you did vividly mention you were going to pick one up, so you can sort that out at the
right
point.
We're going to wander off and have a quick look at this probable charnel house.
Yes.
Yay!
It's fairly easy to see the route in, because, a bunch of the thicket got sort of crushed down by a horse, which is dead. And flies buzzing over it already.
Have a look at the feet. Are there horseshoes on it?
Yep, there are shoes on this horse.
Okay.
And it appears to have sort of come in kind of towards the road from further in the direction of...
So, almost like somebody camped off the road, got attacked, it went off fleeing and didn't make it. Let's have a bit of a wander in. I'm getting out the Morning Star. I'm unlimbering the shield. I now look like a moving fortress.
You approach. Well, you were certainly right about the camping.
Mm-hmm.
There's the burnt out remains of a campfire in sort of a little grove. And there were definitely people sleeping here. Several people. They're a bit scattered about now. Not so much in the way that, hey, we've been dismembered.
No, we've been drinking and we've fallen over in random places.
Well, no, not so much even as that. Not even in the sense of having been dismembered. More as in the sense of, hey, we've sort of had our corpses worried and pulled at and thrown around by some wolves. Like these six wolves that happen to be in the clearing as well, eating at the corpses.
Bollocks. Little help!
The lead wolf raises its muzzle, looks at you, and snarls.
Bugger off. I'm made of metal, and you can't eat metal. And if you come any closer, I'm going to smash your fucking brains out.
If it heard you, it doesn't seem to be listening.
It doesn't bloody care.
No, it really doesn't. You're looking at them, they seem rather lean and hungry looking. You get the suspicion that they haven't eaten in a while, and you just disturbed their first decent meal. Think that they might be a bit pissed.
You might want to come and help me, because you know what? Guards are great and all, but they're not that good at fighting.
Right, so,
you can throw knives, I know you can.
Oh, right. I can.
Oh, you can throw knives! Right, I'm trying to find bloody initiative here.
Yes,
First combat, woo.
First combat.
Ooh. Right,
now we see
agility. You test agility to determine order of initiative.
Yes.
So I roll a mighty two dots and get 10, which is not bad at all.
Okay, we should jump back. Tell you what, you look at the combat, I'll look at what the wolves should be doing.
I've got combat up here.
No, the wolves...
Help.
Sadly, the other combat character is the one who hasn't made it yet.
Yeah.
Because the way I'm built is they can chew on me all day, they're never going to kill me. He's built for taking on groups of enemies.
Yeah, we want him.
It's like, splitch one. Ooh. I should probably roll for our guards as well, shouldn't I?
Yes, you have the stats for the guards there?
I do.
Excellent.
The right. Scourge of Pike has an agility rating of 2.
Okay, so
they are going on... Sorry?
Are you being attacked?
Yeah, by wolves.
They disturbed some wolves.
They go on an 8.
Right, so...
Garrick's on 10.
So Garrick is on 10...
Scourge of Pike's on 8.
Wolves are on whatever.
They are also on 8.
Joy, rapture.
Yeah, they had 3 dice, but they didn't roll so well.
Well, that's probably for the best, if I'm honest. He's getting hanged up on by 6 bloody wolves. He's going to be a bum.
Right, you guys are still back at the...
They probably have heard me shout
that. Yeah, Garrick has just shouted for help.
A little.
Right.
Little help.
Going to help.
But it's me. So if I'm asking for a little help...
Yeah, so probably we'd probably want to maybe send another 5 of the guard forward and the rest of us just advance more slowly.
I'm raging. I can go a lot further and get my bow out.
Going to be.
The captain motions for another 5 of the guards to go and head in the direction of Garrick's shout for help.
Mm-hmm.
But they will not be here for this first round of combat. So, Garrick, you are going first.
I am going to make a divided attack.
Okay.
I am going to attack 2 of the animals in front of me.
Okay.
I'm going to split my dice 4 on one, 3 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be 3 and 2 of my actual dice, respectively.
Okay, so.
Right. The first one then will be a 12.
Okay. Now they have a combat defense of 9.
So I beat it by 3.
Mm-hmm, which means they take...
I think that's less than a degree. It means they take the Castle Gorge Morningstar's damage.
Which is...
5 plus 2b plus 1. I wonder what the 2b is for. Oh no, that's the test. They take 4 damage from that. Then whack the other one. Oh, that's awful. 2 ones and a 3. So I hit with 4, which is probably not going to be enough.
No, they have a...
But I whack one of them.
You can work it out.
Yeah. You managed to smash the first one on the shoulder. It pulls away, yelping. The second swing, however, the second wolf was wise to it and manages to pounce back.
Well...
Okay, Scourge of Pike.
Okay, the Scourge of Pike will each choose 1 wolf. They attack with 4 dice.
Are they going for the ones that you haven't? Because you injured one of them. Are they going for the uninjured ones?
Well, there's 5 Scourge of Pike and 6 wolves. So the one that I've hit, I will fight. And
they will go for the other uninjured one. Okay.
Do you want to roll for a Scourge of Pike each?
Yeah. Democratize out.
That's on 4 dice.
4 dice.
War dice.
They don't have any bonus dice. They're very good fighters. They're using swords. Right. Oh, the first one hits with a mighty 18.
Ooh, wow. That is...
That's a degree as well.
Because it's 5 for each one.
So I think he does double damage.
Right.
Damage is normally 4. It's now 8.
Right. So that one's taking 8.
Snitch!
It takes a very deep cut. Blood sort of pumping out there. It's still standing somehow, but it looks really wobbly.
Okay, what did you get? Harvick, have you rolled? 11.
Right, again, that beats their defense. So that's single damage, which
four damage.
4. That one sort of loses an ear.
Is it all 4 dice?
Yes.
16.
Again, that's double damage, so that's 8.
I totally should not have tried to be special and split the damage. Well,
13.
So that's not quite enough. That's 4 on that one. And one last scourge.
Oh yeah.
Still 5 and 4 of you.
This guy gets 15.
Right, so again, that's double damage.
The Scourge of Pike are our veteran infantry. There's a reason we built them like this. They're really good at killing Iron Islanders.
Yes. So, right, it's the wolf's turn now.
Crap.
Okay, so the wolf that's on you, having taken a hit to its shoulder, is not looking happy. It lunges at you.
Don't have a go if you think you're hard enough.
It gets a 7.
It does not actually manage to bite me. I shove a shield in its mouth.
It sort of snaps at it, but achieves absolutely nothing. Well, it slightly scratched the paintwork.
The Scourge of Pike are probably going to do less well, though.
Yes.
So they have a defense of 7.
Right, so... Okay. So, wolf number 2, who's bleeding very badly, Gets an 11.
Ouch. Okay, so first scourge bite takes damage.
Okay, so that's a bite attack, which 3 damage.
Okay, so he takes 3.
Okay. This next wolf, the one who lost an ear.
Hang on. I don't know as we're doing armor right.
Mm. Well, the wolves have no armor.
Yeah, but these dudes do.
Okay.
They're wearing...
That sort of takes damage basic. Away, doesn't it?
In which case, I don't think he takes damage.
Oh, right.
Because they're wearing thick leather armor, which gives them an armor rating of 3.
Yeah, so that would...
Reduce his damage to 0. So they have to hit really well to start doing...
Yeah, so... Yeah, that was... One ear. I didn't actually break a roll for him. So he gets... He gets a 10, which is not going to be enough to do any damage.
Well, no. He gets through the defense, but the scourge pike gentleman he's biting, his armor defeats the bite.
The next one, who has a leg that's pretty much coming off, but is still going. These guys are really hungry. Ooh, he gets a 13.
So he will do double damage, which means this scourge pike guy takes 3 damage.
Yep. He actually wanted just to get through a gap in the armor and stuff.
3 more bites like that, and this guy's probably going to go down. Because they're NPCs, they drop when they hit 0, as opposed to taking injuries and wounds, etc.
Yeah. Right.
So this is number 4.
No, oh, yeah, okay.
Scourge Pike Guy number 4.
Scourge Pike Guy number 4, which is wolf number 5.
Yeah.
I numbered this weird. That's 7, so no, not enough.
It hits, doesn't get through the armour.
Yeah, and the last one, who doesn't have a nose anymore. So he really does smell dreadful. 8, not enough to cause... Not enough.
Okay, so the scourge pike, one of them gets bitten quite unpleasantly, but the rest of them are fine.
Okay, and we're back to the top. Garrick, what are you doing?
I'm going to concentrate on one guy.
Okay, the one you fought before?
Yes, I'm going to attempt to obliterate his head. Oh, not with that roll, I'm not.
Okay.
Right, I've got Bludgeon's 2 bonus, so I'm going to lose the 2 wands. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. What's their defense again?
9, so that is a double damage one.
That is a double damage, in which case he takes 8 points of damage.
Which takes him... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you cave his skull in.
Because it's a Morning Star, I don't have a choice about what damage I'm doing to him. So... While I could say, oh, I knock him unconscious or anything like that, he dies.
Yeah, I don't think the ransom for wolves is amazing.
No, but even if it was, I wouldn't be able to not kill him with this weapon.
Okay, so, Scourge Pike number 1?
Scourge Pike number 1 winds up his arm and stabs it quite unpleasantly into a wolf with a 13.
Right, so that's not enough.
It's basic damage, so it'll be 4.
So that takes it. That one goes right up through his throat, takes him out entirely, collapses, expiring mercifully quickly. Scourge number 2 and wolf number 3.
Oh, that wolf is dead.
17.
Yeah, so that's doubled 8 points. Yeah, that one is basically gets cleaved in two at about the sort of rib cage area.
This one's probably dead. That's 18.
Yeah,
splat.
Yeah, that one.
I don't know why we were worried. These guys were amazing.
That one loses its jaw and its 2 front legs.
14.
Still enough for double damage.
Enough for double damage, which is it, which, yeah. Yeah, just... Ow. It's head gets sort of put in two. The sword is a bit stuck in the chest for a moment before he sort of puts his boot in there and pulls it clear. And last wolf?
16.
Yep, that's enough for double damage. Yeah, that...
Soldiers versus wolves win.
Pong. Decapitation! Yay. Yeah, they're all dead. You really fucking killed those wolves.
Yeah,
sort of the 5 guys you called in come jogging in and sort of like,
Turns out they were not as strong as we thought they were.
Oh.
Although this one needs looking at. Oh, where's Oswick gone? Oh, he's over there behind the bush.
Oh, it's off now. You've killed him. Oh, good, good.
Yeah, this guy's been bit in the hand.
Right, you are. Come down here. I'll have a look at it.
Does someone want to come and. Someone with better eyes come and have a look at this mess?
I will go and have a look at the mess.
I'll come with you and have a look at the mess.
Okay.
Well,
we'll see.
Because I don't think, I don't see how these six scrawny little wolves managed to kill all these people. And the horse.
Yeah,
Have you looked at the horse to see how it was killed?
What kind of people are they?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't really do wounds or dressing wounds or indeed even really looking at wounds or suffering wounds. So maybe you ought to look at that because me, I don't know. Whenever I'm wounded, I just shove the red bits back inside and hold it shut.
So what particular skills would people like to use while studying this scene?
Well, I want to notice if there's anything like any signifiers on them, or if there's got any letters or anything saying why they were there, or
okay, so
who they are.
Right, so you want to roll
awareness, probably?
Awareness, yeah. You want to roll awareness?
Is it awareness notice or
yes.
Awareness?
Yeah, awareness notice. Yeah, I think that's fair. So you can have your bonus dice for that one.
And remember, you roll all the dice and then take your actual awareness in the dice.
Not that that was a very good roll. 10.
There's not really anything. They still have their swords, you notice.
Are they not out of their...
No, the swords scabbards. Are all in scabbards.
Are they like night, set up for night?
Yeah, there were bedrolls laid out. These guys, they were... Whatever happened, it happened while they were either asleep. About to go to sleep or were asleep.
Is there anywhere like a guard, like a notice, a night notice person? Is there any kind of...
Well,
you know,
I mean, there is one...
Century.
There is sort of, well, it's hard to tell because the corpses have been jostled about so much. I mean, there's one that's a little bit off from the others, so maybe that was the night sentry? Maybe is there someone standing
is there
guard, or
the right number of like stuff for the right number of? How many are there?
There's about five of them.
Is there five people's worth of stuff?
Well, yes, but there's sort of a gap because the bedrolls are sort of in a circle, but there's enough of a gap where you would see. Another two bedrolls, you think?
So...
I mean, they might just have left a gap.
Or there might have been two more people.
Or there might have been two more people. It's a bit hard to say.
There's only one horse. Two people who took their
bedrolls. There was only one horse.
Can I make a suggestion? Was there a wagon about here?
Not that you can see. There's no sort of obvious tracks that there was a wagon.
Mm. Okay.
There is actually something you noticed about one of the swords. It's got a very interesting hilt.
Well, I don't know much about swords, so I might ask you more.
The military person is what she's trying to say.
Good.
Right, I will have a look at this sword.
Okay, do you want to make a warfare roll, maybe? Or
was that... Warfare, yeah. I'm going to do warfare. 7.
It's a sword.
It's a sword, it's got an interesting handle.
It's got an interesting handle. It's shaped like a stag.
Okay. I don't think I need to make a roll for that one.
No. But there is an interesting thing about it. Doesn't have a crown on it.
Okay. That is odd.
Hmm.
Right. Baratheon's chap, what's in charge? Stag, the crown on.
Hmm.
Stag, no crown. So, well, I don't know. I mean, isn't...
Are there any sort of signs of colours or anything? Like,
how spanners
anything?
No.
Does he have a brother that's not a king?
Yeah, he's got two.
Yeah.
One of them would be a stag with a lightning bolt, and one of them is a stag with a dragon shoved up its arse. Potentially. Actually, I can't remember what Dragonstone's... what's it is. Plus, they're both really down south.
There are no house colours. These guys do not appear to have been wearing anything. Well, as far as you can tell from what's left, because there's... and they're a bit... the crows got here first, you can tell.
And then the wolves
came up. Then the wolves showed up and joined in the fun.
Do they have anything that looks like sword wounds or anything? Or is it just too common
by could I have a healing roll for that, please?
Yeah.
Well, this is why Garrick suggested somebody else do it, because he's adept at healing.
That's 11.
From what you can tell, these guys were... they had their throat slit.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, they had their throat slit first.
Okay, so this was a stealthy creep up on you at night and murder you all.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially people missing from the circle.
Potentially, it was them what did it. Because they've packed up and gone. There's no bedroll there. There's no nothing. They haven't been whipped away in night. They've done their stuff, and then they've very carefully packed everything up and buggered off. Although I'm a bit confused as to why they left all the swords lying around.
Perhaps they only took their own ones.
Maybe they were too heavy. This is weird though. This sword. Yeah,
that one. You wonder why they wouldn't take that one.
Right, well. Has anyone got a shovel?
You've got one back in the house wagon.
Alright. I'll go and get a shovel. Alright, in fact, I'll get as many shovels up as we've got.
You got like two or three, mate. It's like, okay, you need to dig a tree.
Okay. And then we start digging a big hole.
Okay.
And then everybody goes in the hole. We fill over the big hole. And, we spike the wolf skulls over the big hole.
Are you taking the swords?
I am going to take those swords, yes. Because somebody might know who they belong to, and then we'll probably want them back.
Okay. Are you leaving them in the scabbards, or...?
I'll probably take one out to have a quick look at it, but other than that...
There's dried blood on this blade.
What the bloody hell is going on here?
Can I just ask?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the healer person. When do you think this happened?
Can I tell that at all?
Can you make me a healing roll, please?
Alright. I'm thinking the Meister might be better at this than I am, but I can try.
Well, I can ask the Meister if you haven't got a clue.
That's a 10.
Not so much telling from the wounds, more from the fact that the wolves were here. This was... fairly fresh. You're thinking this happened last night.
I'm really glad we didn't decide to camp out for the night.
So we're going to be the first person to have gone past it.
Do any of them have anything in their pockets or anything at all?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Well, it's possible that they did have something in their pockets, but...
and somebody ran off with it.
Well, that and, you know, they can't, as I said, struggle about, you know...
pockets are all over the place.
Yeah, along with the rest of them.
Right.
Intestines and all.
All of the... yeah. I'm going to check every sword. Do they all have
They blood? All have dried blood on the blades.
Right. All of their swords have blood on. And... can I check something? Mm-hmm. When we found these scabbards, were they actually on people's belts, or were they just lying next to them?
They were, as far as you can tell, on belts. Admittedly, sometimes the belts weren't connected to people. But...
well, yeah. I'm wondering whether someone's, like, trying to say something. Well, the stag without a crown on and dried blood on the blade, that's kind of a bit, ooh, you're a usurper. So this might be that fox.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is, then that fox just killed six guys in relatively easy time without them noticing.
We should probably continue finding inns.
Good plan. But if we don't find inns, we should have sentries.
Yes.
Right then. Once we've buried everybody, onwards we go.
Right, yes. The rest of the day continues in quiet fashion. You don't really see anyone else on the road.
You know what a bad thought is? That maybe those people wanted to get into the inn and we bought all the rooms.
They could have been on the floor.
True.
As dark begins to fall, you approach moderate size sort of inn. The sign says that it is Dag's Inn. Possibly it's owned by someone called Dag.
Good inn.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Can I break apart from the rest of the party? I'm telling you that I'm... It's alright if I go and see if I can find anything without being part of all of you lot.
She doesn't want to be with her. Fine.
So, maybe if you can get Barrett to slow down a bit and I'll go ahead and see if there's anything new news there. Oh. This is the first inn since we came across lots of dead people.
Yeah, there is that. Hmm?
And I'm the most, least obviously,
how well, you're quite stealthy is what you're trying to say, isn't it?
Well, I haven't got any big insignia saying, House Grimwood, here, hello.
Woo, Grimwood in the house.
I'll ride forward and come to request that you stay down with me.
Okay, how late in the day is it?
There's still light.
Just right. So we can...
I'm going to slow down enough that we're going to still get there before it's dark.
That should give you a little time.
I just want to see if there's any kind of, like, stable boys. Anyone sort of my vague age servant-y I can try and talk to.
So is that one very sort of youngish?
So I've got sort of streetwise and look urchiny.
Interestingly, Gareth was the one who got bit.
Aww.
Aww, poor Gareth.
But I hope Oswick has done his job proper.
No, Oswick is many things, but...
Incompetent is thankfully not one of them, because yes. Otherwise what would be the use of the man?
Well, yes.
Oh, dear.
So you're heading towards the inn. So are you going in, or are you sort of skirting around looking for...
I'll skirt around, see if I can spot anyone that I can talk to. Like I said, anyone that's hanging around the stables or anything, or...
There is, actually, yes, there is a lad in the stables. He's, you see, he seems to be feeding feed bags for the horses. He's about 12, I guess? Youngish. I mean, how old are you?
14.
So he's a little younger than you. But he's sort of, no cares in the world, just... Horses.
Has he got a deeper type of his side, a particularly nice horse or anything, or?
It's actually a fairly sort of, well, it's not an awful horse. It's not, clearly not a noble horse, but it's like, you know, so then a villager would own that and go, you know what, I've got a fucking nice horse.
See.
Yeah.
I will sort of saunter up to him and... He's a quite nice horse there.
Oh, yes, he is. Hello, sorry, I don't know you. Are you local?
Sort of. I'm doing a bit of travelling. Came down from the north way.
Oh, are you going to that tawny thing?
Well, I'm supposed to be attached to this as a servant, a new servant for this house, but no.
Oh, right. Ooh.
Came on a bit ahead.
Oh,
didn't really want to.
A bit. Ooh. Who what house? Is it one of them big? Ooh, is it one of them like, big ones? Is that like that? That oh, what they start Stark?
Not Starks. No, no. No. Why have you had a? There are a lot coming down this way then.
Well, there's some, yeah. They've all got their own big horses.
Yeah.
Nice horses, big.
Wow. So who's been through recently then?
Oh, well, there was that, what's his name? Great Jumba, big man. Big Ooh. Horse. And
we're going to have to be.
He likes big horse.
He requires a big horse. And smaller horses snap.
And then there was this,
I'm about the boy.
No, dirty imagination, dirty.
Just at this moment,
yeah.
You know, are we doing the etiquette, not etiquette, intrigue rolls or anything? Do I need to make a deception for trying to wriggle information out of her or anything?
We probably or should be doing this as an intrigue, actually, yes.
Because I want to know stuff from him.
Okay, let's dig up.
Pass her the book.
Book rules intrigue. Woo. I'm doing movie finger motions because it's intrigue.
He really is.
We're playing a game of thrones. But not really, it's more like a
it's
game.
It's more a game of stables. Well, or maybe a saddles.
A game of saddles.
Welcome to the game of saddles. You play or you don't.
You win or you have to shovel out the horse poop. Dum 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 dum.
Right.
Awesome. Okay.
They can't see the wiggly fingers.
But they should see my wiggly fingers. They're so wiggly and awesome.
I may have to take a picture of your wiggly fingers.
Ooh, wiggly fingers. We can put it up on the blog.
Yeah. We totally could.
Yeah, we totally could.
Except my phone's dead. And my charger's downstairs, so.
Okay.
Right, I'm just going to update our progress map.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone past Winterfell, so yeah. We're about there.
Would you say this is a fairly simple intrigue,
yes.
Right.
What
did you do? I loaded half a ton of bloody LARP gear into our car.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did.
This is really Hooray. Confusing.
I believe if it's a simple intrigue, then she just makes a skill check against his defence or whatever he's doing.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so his intrigue. This one.
Strangely enough, I didn't revise intrigue terribly well, as I knew that Garrick was going to be shite at it.
Yes. Once again, I am so regretting not realising we were going to be running tonight. Okay, so first, what is the fellow thing? His intrigue is 7.
What are you
trying to deceive him or?
I'm trying to sort of work out if there's any news of what's happened has come down here. If there's been any sort of flow of information down the road.
So if they know about the dead people,
they know about the dead people. Because I think we're the first people to walk past it since, and I don't know if anyone would know we'd be the first people to walk past it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't particularly want everyone to want to kill us.
Mm.
That's basically.
To see him try.
Okay, so.
Well, the rest of us are a bit squishy.
Okay,
in comparison to the mammoth.
And it might get behind you, and that would be a problem.
So, if you want to make your roll, so you're trying to deceive him or to. Or
I don't know, it depends whether you think it's more deceptive-y, or whether I'm trying to be cunning, or
friendly, or
isn't really a friendly skill. Well, it's persuasion, but I don't really want to persuade him.
Oh, right, okay.
I want to more finagle.
So you want to be more finangling. Well, you can go for the sort of deception one.
Okay,
so you're quite good, because
there's
a minus one, because he's amiable, so it's going to be fairly easy. What's your role there?
Good question. 14.
14. Yeah, you. His intrigue is 7. Bless him, he's 12.
My intrigue defense is better than his. I am shocked.
You're better at this sort of shit than a 12-year-old stable boy, sir.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm actually honestly surprised. I did not think I would be.
You are fairly scummy.
Again, you just put it 12-year-old stable boy. So,
but yeah, so.
13-year-old.
Yes, horses. And that knight who came through, he had a horse. Not as good a horse. A bit smaller. There was a, well, he had like a fox on his shield. It was a fox on a shield.
Is he still here, Ross?
Oh, no, he left. He was hiring some locals.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was hiring, seven locals, yes.
Oh, what do you want them for?
Don't know. Well, one of them, what was it? It was Dan. Was it Dan or was it Stan? I don't remember. He wanted to know if there was any horses for sale, but there wasn't. We don't actually have any of our own.
Well, no, but they all come in, don't they? Go in and out again.
Yes, I like the horses. They're nice.
He's about to have a freaking orgasm.
They're not. They're hit people. Or drink.
My horse is beautiful.
No, they don't. It's horrible when.
Yes.
Well, there's at least one full-on war horse turning up.
But there's also a poncy lady's horse turning up. A palfrey, that's the word.
But and he was having a look, we weren't sure if it was something to do with, because there was this talk about this house did something bad.
Did something bad?
Yeah, it was, who was saying it? What was his name? It was, Dannett? Yes, he was from, there was, House Dannett, he was older than me, but I think older than you, but he was like young.
Oh, yeah.
He was saying some house, oh, what was it name? It had a scary name.
Ooh, like a house, grim name, horrible.
That was it, your House Grimwood. Said they did something bad.
Really? They
said they killed some farmers or something. Yes, killed some farmers.
When did they say that?
Well, I think it was last night, because it was the other night he was here. Because he was last night, and then the fox guy was the fox knight was the knight with the fox. He was earlier today. He was like in the morning, and big horse. And the Dannett horse wasn't as nice. It was a bit. He was hungry horse. Hadn't eaten. Poor thing.
Oh.
Poor horse. Should feed his horse better. But well, I suppose if people think he's in his farmers, he can't feed his horse. But yes, and he was saying that the grim had killed the farmers or something.
How close is the party of horses?
Because there's a lot of horses, and at least, I suspect two of them are war horses.
You can't see them yet, but you can hear the sound of hooves. Oh, there's horses.
No!
He's really well suited to his job.
He is well suited to that job.
He's like the happiest stable boy ever.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I get to spend all day with horses. Wow.
He's 12.
It's another horse.
And probably not very bright. He thought that 4 is followed by 9.
By not very, we mean not at all, don't we?
He's happy.
True. He's probably the happiest person in the entire Westeros.
Yeah.
Because give him a horse and he's happy.
Yay!
And we're about to give him 20-odd.
Yay. But yes, so you can't see them yet, but you can sort of hear them in the distance.
Actually, no, we're not going to give them 20-odd, because the infantry don't ride. There's only one infantryman on a horse.
Yes.
Plus the captain.
Okay, so it's like 4 horses?
No, because I've got two. We've got two pulling my wagon, two pulling their wagon.
Oh, and
fancy lady horse,
captain's horse, and Gareth's horse.
How can Gareth got a horse?
Because you need someone to do outriding and shizzle.
Right,
yeah.
So that's seven.
Yeah, so seven. Well, I don't know that he can count to seven. Well, he could count to seven. It took him a little bit. He got confused with
the just because he went nine. To nine first.
Gareth's horse is very impressive.
That's
what
Gareth
says.
Yes,
true. Fair point. Lucky Gareth.
Did you buy him a horse then?
Maybe. What sort of horse has he got? A courser.
Okay.
A full-on jousting horse.
Ooh. Yeah.
Gareth, your special friend.
No, he's the guy on the horse who's recently been bitten by a wolf.
At least he wasn't bitten by the horse. But yes, so you... You have learned some important information from the young whatever is that you haven't actually asked what his name is.
We don't really care.
Oh, hi there. Tell him I'm called a vet.
I'm Colin. My granddad runs the inn. He's
he does?
His dad.
Oh, yes. like the name of the inn?
Yes, it's his inn. It's Dag's inn. Yes.
Wow.
Him and Nanny run it.
And you stay here and help with the horses?
Yes. Yes, I help with the horses.
I will mostly try and keep him talking until the horses come in view and then direct his attention to whichever horse I think looks shiniest.
The most shiny would probably be the one with the Captain of the Guard on it, because the Captain of the Guard has a giant spear and a lot of armour. And I suspect he's probably also got a courser.
Ooh. Ooh. You can't see it, but he's doing sort of the little the Wallace and Gromit, fish shake thing. He's
they all did that in unison. It was quite terrifying.
I think you mean adorable, sir.
It looked like some kind of cultist meeting. The cultist meeting.
Lots of cheese.
Your
wisdom
cultist is in session.
Yeah, there is.
Cult
there
of is cheese and trousers, I guess. The wrong trousers.
I'm sorry, but cheesy trousers doesn't
cheese
sound like
and
the sort
trousers,
of cult,
not cheesy
cult we'd
trousers.
Like to go in.
Ew on you.
Moving on.
Yes, one excited 12-year-old stable boy because he just saw seven really awesome horses and they're coming right this way. Oh yeah,
seven awesome horses coming right this way. You heard it here first.
So you lot are coming into this?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
He can't decide which one to rub down first.
No, he really can't. It's, you know,
I'll sort of direct him. That one, then that one, these two, then those two, and then that one.
Yes, right away, sir.
Does yours
last? Yeah, he sets
to
work.
Is it time to cool down?
While they're being rubbed down, I'll sort of wander over to my lady and sort of... Since you lot know I'm going for a...
Wander.
A wander. You'd probably come over, yes?
Might do. If she gives me the wave, then yeah. I'll wait until she gives me the wave, though. She gives me the wave, I wander over. Yep.
Colin?
Oh, is that him? Horse boy, right.
They're saying that House Grimwood killed a bunch of farmers?
I'm sorry, you'd stay in what now?
Fox Knight.
Oh, the Fox Knight.
With a shield, with a fox on.
Yeah.
Been through here.
Right.
And hired seven locals.
Right.
Day before, Dannett, House Dannett, you know, with the cows.
Yeah.
Comes down here, says we've killed a ton of his farmers.
What? Right, okay, hang on. So House Dannett is going around going, oh, loads of my farmers are being killed. And the Fox Knight is hiring farmers.
Well,
suspicious much?
And specifically blaming us.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. I mean, it was only some poxing cows. They could have given us proper cows and it would have been fine.
That's what we didn't We didn't kill anyone, right? Right.
I'm sorry, you're asking like I murder people randomly and forget I've done it. I always know. For a start, I mostly spend the next 15 minutes picking teeth out the warning stuff.
My point is, it's not going to help our plan any if the people that are going before us down the road are telling everyone we're killing their farmers.
That's true.
It's not helping plan succession.
Right. Well, as I can foresee it, I can see as two options. One, we skip stopping tonight and catch up to the buggers and give them a right good kicking. Or two, we spend time here sort of going, oh, have you heard about House Dannett? They're lying fucks. They are such giant lying fucks. They sold us sheep pretending they were cows. And they've been murdering their own farmers so they can blame it on us. And they've got this fox knight who thinks he's a dragon.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out how you would pretend sheep are cows. Do you put them on stilts?
No, you just show them in the field far away.
Because these are small. The real ones are far away.
We actually bought sheep that weren't cows.
Or something equally as believable.
This is not my area of expertise. When you want their head smashed in...
More believable might be preferable.
Yeah, when you want their head smashed in, come to me. When you want to say, oh, they're evil people really, talk to you. So, what do you think? Do we catch up to them and kick them in the arse? Or... Yeah. Engage in some public relations.
The problem is, with public relations here, how many more people are going to be coming through this inn? And how many have been through already, and how many more...
It's more the fact that the buggers are in front of us, so every time we go somewhere, we're going to have to go, actually, no, we didn't murder anyone, House Dannett's a bunch of liars.
Exactly. It's whether it'd be better to go ahead and...
There is one other minor tiny issue that you might want to bear in mind. We'd be travelling through the night.
Yes.
Now, I can do it. And Oswick, we can just bundle him in the back. But everyone else is going to be buggered. Yes. But it's whether you want them to get their head start. If they're only one day ahead of us, if we go all night and then all the next day, we'll catch them. But that's a lot
of time.
That's a long
way.
Why, yes it is. She's thinking.
I'm thinking, what would we do if we did catch them up? Because... beating them up is one thing, but if they're spreading rumours about us being murderers, to be seen to turn up and beat them up might not actually help with
Depends
that
on where we find them, doesn't it? If we find them between two villages, then it's much less of a problem.
True.
If we find them in a village, they'll be going, oh, Alf Grimwood murdered a load of people, and we'll be there going, Alf Grimwood did no such bloody thing, you crap cow merchant. Our word versus theirs. Who's people going to believe? The people with 20 armed guards or the fuckwit who sells dodgy cows?
Well, I've got a plan for the moment.
Okay, go in.
We need to have something to eat. You lot can talk in your buy drinks. Intrigue flash into anyone in here that knows more than Colin, and we can make a
which is probably everyone.
He knows a lot about horses.
Yes.
You're a pretty horsey, aren't you? Yes, you are.
He knows a lot. He is some kind of horse magician. However. Oh dear.
But I think my lady would probably do with, like, a warm fire and some food.
Well, yes. Well, we can certainly have a meal here. I mean, it's just whether we stay here after we're done.
We can have a meal and discuss things with various people, because, for one thing, if they all believe we're murderers, I'm not entirely sure staying here would be the best plan.
Well, no. But then again, there's an awful lot of us. Murdering us all would take all night. Alright, it'd take them all night to kill me, then. Anyway, I reckon we're going in the inn.
You're going in the inn. Okay, are you making any effort to conceal who you are?
Am I bugbearing? Because we kind of want to know what their reaction to us is going to be anyway.
Yeah.
So just walking in very blatantly as House Grimwood and then letting her deal with the aftermath is probably worthwhile. If worst comes to the worst, we can put the entire place to the sword and burn it down. It's fine. Admittedly, this would kind of be a self-fulfilling prophecy, but...
We're trying to convince people we're not murderers. You do realise this?
Yeah, yeah, I'm quite aware.
Right.
But if they come at me with a pitchfork, I reserve the right to smash their fucking heads in.
In self-defence, it's understandable.
Okay, so you're going in.
Yep.
In the inn.
In. It's fairly busy. It's moderate sized. There seems to be an upper floor to it. Which,
blimey, that is big.
Yes, well, it's on the King's Road. Oh, just off the King's Road. So it'll be fairly busy. And so you walk in, and it's one of those wonderful situations. You walk in, and conversation just dies.
There you go.
And all eyes turn to you. And all eyes turn to the crest that is on you.
Wow, that's a
crappy
crest.
Yeah. It really is terrible.
Looks we've got over the horror of that.
Ryan, I believe this is your area of expertise. Everybody's staring at us. We're kind of waiting.
The patients are sort of looking at you. Some sort of glowering somewhat. Some are just sort of intrigued, sort of watching the show, as
what,
it were.
What the fuck's going on here? They didn't make any attempt to pretend they weren't them. What's going on? Oh, wait, that's Garrick. That explains everything. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but everybody's staring at us, and maybe you'd like to start speaking and do that thing that you do and make them stop.
You can stop the bartender.
Let's get some drinks.
Yeah.
There's a...
Finally, a plan I can understand.
Yes. The bar is currently being tended by there's no blunt way to say it, really, a non-blunt way to say this. It's a, that old woman.
Yep.
She sort of squints at you. Yes, can I help you?
Good evening.
Suppose it is.
How many people do I reckon are in this pub?
At the moment, you can see about... You'd say there's about 20 people in here.
I'll put down 5 silver stags. Drinks.
Right. She looks a bit... but she starts pouring. She also calls over a sort of a young girl. About your age, actually, about, say, 14. With a... little thing gets her to start taking the drinks around. So, what brings you fine folks down here?
We're travelling to the tourney.
Ah, I see.
It's a very nice establishment you have here.
Oh, thank you. It's my husband's.
Garrett's just drinking with his head on in his hands on the bar. Get to the bit where you tell them we're not murderers already.
We've heard some interesting rumours.
Oh, really? What about?
About
about us.
Oh, you have heard that then.
We have heard that.
What House Dannett's been saying.
It's a bloody lie.
We had some interesting dealings with them. They tried to sell us some rather poor cows.
Right.
I think they've got a bit of a grudge as a result.
Well, yes, they mentioned you weren't happy with the cows and say that's why apparently you went and killed a bunch of their farmers. Is what they say. Say they even have evidence and everything.
I'd like to see their evidence.
You have to ask them.
No, I'd like to see their evidence.
Well, they did.
I'd also like to see their bloody cows.
All they did was complain when we complained.
Right.
Perhaps they were worried we might say bad things about them, so they decided to preempt it. Mm.
Yeah, but going straight to murder, that's a bit much.
It's a bit much.
Do you want to make me some kind of intrigue?
What sort of intrigue?
I reckon this might be friendly. This would be persuasion.
I'm probably heading towards charm or something.
Charm. Oh, you've got that in spades as well, haven't you?
Yeah, because she's currently at an unfriendly disposition here, so that's
really.
She thinks we're all mass murderers. There's no reason why.
Right. There's also stuff on that page. Okay.
It's a flat bang.
Yeah, in persuasion, so I can re-roll stuff because I'm attractive.
I don't know is that she'd fight well. Is this attractive generally, or is it meant to be attractive as in sexually to the person you're...
I think it's just generally attractive.
Okay.
It's persuasion rolls, not seduce rolls.
A combination of force of personality and the fact that she's relatively symmetrical.
But not in the Oswick kind of symmetrical.
Not in the Oswick kind of symmetrical.
That's all spherical
symmetry. She isn't two halves of a perfect circle.
And we don't need a really awesome rock group.
Okay, so is this a simple intrigue?
We'll say it's a simple intrigue. So you know, it's
complex intrigues are complex.
Yeah, and I need to sit down and read
because it's
a bit
short-term
more.
Consequences involves a single test. Her and single exchange usually involves two participants.
Yeah, it's basically we're not murderers. Don't try and kill us.
Probably.
I would hope I have higher status than her.
Well, yes,
but that
you
makes
are...
things more simple because she's It says in the you're so much higher than I.
Yeah, it's not the same power level thing. It's like a posh, rich person is insisting that the not quite as posh, not quite as rich people said that that they were
told
murderers.
A bunch of lies.
Yes, because they did.
They say they have evidence.
They will be able to claim they've got evidence all their life.
I'd be happy to see their evidence, and then we can. It will be interesting to see what they can produce.
What with there not being any?
Yeah. Exactly. Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so, believe you me, if we've been killing peasants, it will probably have been me that have been doing it.
And you are looking at making a...
So I'm probably looking... Objective is probably friendship, isn't it? Alliances, whether for short term or long?
I guess. That sounds right as an aim. You basically want to say, hello, can I
I'm
be your
to make her like
friendly
me.
Customer?
Basically,
we're
yes.
buddies. We didn't murder any of your friends.
Yeah, your expected outcome is to foment feelings of kinship with your target to make future exchanges easier or even unnecessary. So, yeah.
So, go on.
Right.
Apply all that good stuff to her face.
And then there's...
Intrigue right in the face.
What the fuck? What is this casual innuendo evening?
No, it's if I was doing this as war, I would apply the Morningstar to their face. I assume that intrigue is much the same, but with words.
Apply words to face!
We know what they're suspicious of.
So
word bukake!
Like
yep.
Etiquette I probably don't
is
really
my
have
sword.
A suspicion towards her. I'm just trying to...
No.
But that would be to a name for a sword, etiquette. Mm. If I get a sword, I should have to name it that. That or friendly persuasion, because, you know, that's a classic.
Gentle persuasion.
Gentle persuasion. Well, friendly persuasion could be...
Hardwick, quick, use gentle persuasion. Kthwack!
Friendly persuasion, for those of you following and not following along at home, was an axe that could turn itself on fire.
It could chop down trees and start the fire at the same time.
Yes.
Gentle persuasion.
Nice saving device.
Gentle not friendly persuasion. Yeah. Confusion.
Right. Are you doing it?
I'm getting confused.
I think you roll your persuade charm.
Roll your persuade
charm. And then re-roll it if you don't like the numbers.
Okay.
Because you're pretty.
Is that all I've got pretty. To do?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
I'm trying to work out something more complicated than that.
Basically, you just want to roll really, really high.
I need two more.
There's a giant block of dice here. Because you're basically the Garrick of intrigue. Whereas I'm the Garrick of, you know, being
And I'm
Garrick.
Not trying to see if I say being courteous is not helpful. And there's no penalty from my disposition, but I don't think that affects her.
Well, no, because we're pretty much neutral to her.
Yeah, because I've got a, that negotiator.
We don't really care.
Okay.
We just kind of don't want her to be poisoning our beer or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no!
No, it's floor dice!
Okay, so I take 5. So it's going to be these 5.
Okay, and that gives you a...
And I'll give you a minute. That's a 10, that's a 19, that's a 20,
22. What? We totally didn't murder those fools. Okay, you totally didn't.
Well, I suppose it's quite possible they were lying. I mean... They didn't show us this evidence they had, and, at the end of the day, your money is good here as anyone else's.
Look at her honest face. Isn't it honest?
Alright, well, very well. Very well. Welcome to Dad's Inn.
Thank you.
Will you be looking to stay for the evening?
Yes, no? Kind of need to make a decision at this point.
What do you think? You're more familiar with
now. Well, travelling during night is a pain in the arse, and everybody gets tired apart from me. But it would allow you to catch up to these Derek brothers and go, oi up,
yes.
What the buggering hell is going on?
I would rather like to know why they're spreading untruths about us.
Why do you keep telling people that we're peasant murderers? Because that shit isn't on, fellow... So if you want to do that, we're going to have to travel at night. Problem is, you're all going to be tired.
What actual effect does tiredness
you
have on us?
You can go without sleep for a number of days equal to your endurance. The moment you hit that number of days, so you start taking one die from every test.
Yeah, you start getting pretty strong penalties.
Weirdly, and despite the fact that it would kill a normal person, Garrick can go without sleep for 6 days. And then he starts taking negatives.
Again, we should point out, this is Garrick, the man who has more hit points than a mammoth. I don't know if they understated mammoths or something.
I think they understated mammoths. Also, I think mammoths get very high armour.
True. Well, very high natural armor, certainly.
Yeah.
You can then sort of stick armor on a mammoth, which would be awesome.
Maybe they did that just so mammoths don't stay away forever.
Because that is the problem that Westeros is facing in the future. A rampaging campaign of insomniac mammoths.
No. Garrick. The problem is not the mammoths, it's Garrick.
The problem is a rampage of insomniac Garrick.
Singular.
Yes. Just one. He's a one-man rampage.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway.
So the point for that was we could do it and then sleep the night afterwards and not actually
We could catch him up. The only problem is you're travelling through the night down the King's Road, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, the likelihood of Summit trying to mug us is possible, but then there's the Scourge of Pike. And, well, me. Remember, most of the Scourge are on foot, so...
Yeah, you don't know whether or not the Dannet... Well, how mounted the Dannet Force... You don't even know who's in the Dannet Force beyond... Well...
There was a dude.
Mentioned there was Adam.
Can we ask?
You can.
You can.
Me, not so much.
The Dannets in ahead of us. Who is travelling with them?
Oh, well, let me think. Well, there was the young lad. His, what was his name? Adam. Young fellow. 16 or so, something like that. Young fellow. Seemed very het up, obviously, about the whole, well, you know, what he said about you. Apparently he's going to go, apparently he's also keen to go to the tournament and prove himself or something. To be honest, I don't think he's got a hope. But,
Well, if he fights as well as he lies.
Well, they had some other. Oh, there was this. This older bloke. He was a tough looking one. I reckon he was a. Well, I don't know. What are they called? Master at Arms? Yeah. I think he had. There was three younger lads as well. I think they were probably his sons or something. Oh, and there was this. There was this fat merchant guy with them as well. Big fat with a beard. I don't know why he was there. He wasn't related to him, I think. He had cell swords with him. Oh, and there was one of those. What have I got? Meisters? Yeah, they had a Meister with them as well. Maybe 10 folks altogether, I guess.
Was his sister not with them?
Oh, you've not heard that one about his sister, then. Supposedly, she ran off.
She ran off?
Well, this is the rumour. You know, this is... It's all very, very sort of hush-hush, you know. We didn't mention it because, obviously, he was angry. We didn't want, you know, no violence here. It's all too much to clean up. But, yeah, supposedly, word is, her dad tried to marry her off. To some older bloke. In fact, but yes, and all of a sudden, what young folk are like. You know, she got all flighty in a pan. She ran off. Is the rumour. They're not saying nothing. Obviously, it wouldn't be a scandal if that were true.
I think bad luck.
Well, that's just the rumour. Could be a young lady like that. Why would she want to be going out to... Well...
You wouldn't want to go around spreading rumours, would you?
Ah, see what you did there, Master. See what you did there.
They're not having bad luck, they're having bad management, is what they're having.
Also true.
Bloody rubbish. So, are we riding on? After dinner.
You're in charge of our horses. What do you think? Do you think they're
capable? The Scourge of Pike could march without sleep for another 2 or 3 days. A bloody hard. If we rotate some of them onto the beds of the wagons longer than that, of course they'd be asleep if we get attacked, but...
Is Meister Oswick with us?
Oswick, he's been looking rather worried by the big glares and stuff. He seems to be relaxing a little now that people aren't glaring quite so much.
We're all drinking ale that we've bought by now.
Yeah, they've calmed down somewhat, that's helped. He's just sort of, he's still looking a little unsure of himself.
He's Oswick.
Yes. Sorry?
Are you alright?
Yes, just a little, unsettled by the initial...
First time someone accused you of murder?
Well, yes.
First time's always the worst.
I'll take your word for that.
Do you know the Meister of the Dannets?
Meister of the Dannets. Yes. What was his name? Some of the younger ones. Oh, where are we?
There were younger Meisters?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm not that old for a Meister. Where are
we? You're not old for...
Some of the old... I mean, the one the Night Watch has is over 100.
Sorry, out of character. How long do people live in this land?
Over 100 is fucking amazing.
It's really long, yeah.
Right, okay.
Like, 60 is bloody ancient.
It's okay. it's like medieval times, basically. I mean, if you're
50 is a good run.
50 is a good run. I mean, it's not so unheard. If you're noble, you've got a better chance, obviously, because you've got better access to healthcare and good food and, you know, actual fucking shelter. Mm-hmm.
12 is a marriageable age.
12 is a marriageable age if you've had your first blood. If you know what I mean. Yes, Ferris, that was his name.
Our male.
Ferris. Yes, I think... Yes, yes, I remember, because the one before him was Raoul? Yes, Raoul. He was quite an older one, but he died. And they couldn't really... Apparently the Dennis couldn't afford to get an experienced Meister, so they, well, they had to get a new one.
Led on the job.
Well, yes. He wasn't very happy about it. He really didn't. He wasn't one for the country. Was for the North Country. Was Ferris.
Did you know him?
I refuse to say anything about Oswick saying somebody else wasn't one for the North Country. I resist that urge. Just.
So, will you see him at the Meister gathering?
The conclave? Well, I should think so. If he's going down to King's Landing, then I imagine he'd be there. I could, you know. If you want to wait until then, I could always try and have a word with him.
Well, we might find him a bit faster than that.
Well, yes, but.
Something to bear in mind.
Well, yes, but if we come partying up in the middle of the night, I don't think their response is going to be very friendly. I mean, seeing as they seem to think...
And accusing us of murder is really very friendly indeed.
Well, yes, but then there's unfriendly, and then there's unfriendly showing up in the middle of the night with 20 armed soldiers, is what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is there's the sort of unfriendly where we just turn rock up later and go, oi up you, or there's the... Fuck me, we're surrounded by 20 armed soldiers in the middle of the night. I'm shitting my pants. I better be really nice to these people, is what he's trying to say.
Not exactly, but
what was he saying more for the
turning up in the middle of the night might look like we're attempting to silence them.
Yeah.
Perhaps like there's something to hide.
But didn't we just say we'd only be able to catch up with them in the day anyway?
They're a day ahead of us. So... We've got, right, this is us, and this is them. We move a day, they move a day. We move a day, they move a day. If we then do move during the night, when morning comes, we'll be where they are.
Right, so it'll be during the day.
Well, it'll be first thing in the morning. So they'll basically come out of their inn or wherever they're camped up and find us in their faces. Which would be a bit of a shock, I reckon, but at the same time, it's not like... At worst, we're going to come on them in the early morning, but it's not like we're going to mug them during the night.
It looks less bad to see them in the morning than the middle of the night.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the possibility that they won't be happy to see us and they'll try and give us a good shivving.
Well, yes, it's easier to defend we saw them in the day than we rode all night.
Well, we're still going to end up going all night if you want to catch them.
Yes, but we don't actually need... It's less obvious. It's easier for America.
I assume this is politics that you're talking about here. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Right.
Personally, if it were me and I was planning some form of attack, I'd push us extra hard to get there just before they wake up and then we'd kill them all in the beds. However, that's not our intention here, so...
We don't actually want to kill them. We mostly want to find out why they're spreading.
It would be quite interesting to know why. To be perfectly honest, I would not be surprised to find out that this fox now has got something to do with it. Anyone who thinks they work for the Targaryens is obviously mad.
Hiring locals, you could see if... Bags lady knows anything about that.
What
could
be? Mm-hmm. Someone named Dan or Stan or something.
Have you heard about this fox night?
Oh!
Oh, yes, yes, he was here earlier today. Morning, lad. He was, middle-aged chap. Looked a bit odd. Yeah, sort of very sort of, not the sort you'd see in a tavern.
The sort of man you wouldn't see in a...
Well, you know, one of those sorts of very humourless, you know, religious-y types.
Oh, a Bolton.
I don't think we've ever had a Bolton around here.
Probably for the best. You wouldn't enjoy it.
Are they the creepy ones with the flayed...
Yeah, they're the creepy ones.
Oh, thank goodness. No, no.
Was he like that?
He was a bit... Well, he was a bit less obviously creepy, but he was a bit odd-looking. But he was hiring some of the locals. Said he had an easy job lined up or something.
Oh.
Yeah, what's his name? There was... Oh, I don't remember.
I think we might...
Gianna! Gianna!
I have to follow them because I reckon he's going to do it.
She calls out. She's calling over to the young lass. Yes? What... Who was it that Fox Knight hired? Oh, it was... Terence, was it? He had this funny sword. It was like a stag.
The Fox Knight, did
it? No. One of the men he hired was his... Terence, I think he's called. He had a stag-handled sword. You know, with like the... Like the king's thing?
Crown? I see. So, did this Terence, did he by any chance fight in the war?
Yes, that was, because he started rambling on, he had a bit to drink, but he said that they put the wrong Baratheon on the throne or something. It was a Stannis. Yes, he said they thought Stannis should have been king.
Stannis?
I don't know. I don't
know. Okay.
I
don't know how they're getting that one. I mean, it's normally in order, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know, sir. Stannis. Stannis was the oldest Baratheon.
I thought he was
Stannis is the oldest, then Robert, then Renly.
Oh. Yeah, but Stannis spent most of the war sat outside Storm's End.
Sat inside Storm's End.
Oh, yeah.
Under siege from the Tyrells most of the war.
Basically, he was crap.
Well, a bit penned in. Did an awfully good job with you guys during the Iron Island, is that right?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Because he's got boats.
Yes, very
because
good.
He
with,
lives on an island.
Very good with boats, is Stannis. But yeah, there was Ten, and I think I think one of them went to talk to Colin. It was only about horses, because all Colin ever talks about. Don't be mean to Colin. Sorry.
So what you're saying is he might well have hired all of these farmers who might well have been fighting in the war then.
Well, and I don't think. Well, they weren't farmers. I mean, they were these locals. I think they were like. Cell swords, or they like that.
Oh, but yeah, there might be cell swords what learned how to do it during the war.
Well, yeah, some of them were. Right. Actually, yeah, I think they offer. Oh. Well, I think he was talking to Gar as well. She points over to. There's this man in the corner. He's very barrel shaped. Man,
he's a proper Baratheon man.
He's a very stout man with an eye patch. It's a great combo. He's sort of drinking as a in the corner.
Right, I'm going to get as a pitcher of ale. You're coming with me just in case I fuck this up and you have to calm him down. We wander over. I'll put the pitcher down.
Thank you for the drink.
I hear that you was talking to the Fox Knight yesterday.
Oh, well, today. Well,
and he was hiring people.
Yes, he was hiring. It's an easy job, he said. Easy job.
Why did you not end up going with him?
Yeah.
didn't want me, said I wasn't suitable.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a question. Well, he wasn't. Yeah.
Did you fight in the war?
Back in the day when I was a younger, less strapping lad, he's patched.
Giant stomach of doom.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. And
you don't need to worry about the answer, because bygones is bygones and all.
Mm.
But what side were you on?
Oh, no, I was on the Baratheon side.
Which particular one?
Oh, Robert. Robert was the one.
Really?
You know? Stannis was stuck in a castle somewhere.
He really was. He's good with boats, but he's not very good with walls.
Yeah, not very good with walls. No, stuck around the walls and... God's only knows what Renly.
The other chaps. Renly. I've heard some fun things about Renly.
Yeah. That sort of thing.
But the other blokes that he hired. What were they? I assume they all did a bit of fighting in the war, right?
Yeah, I think because he was the North, so it's pretty much everyone here was on the rebellion side. So old Ned. I think, well, there was his name, Terence, because he had that Ponzi sword, what he got during the war, the Baratheon sword.
Which he got from Stannis' lot, didn't he?
Well, he's very big on Stannis. He said, Stannis should be king. Stannis would be a great king. And also, he's not, whatever you can say about Robert, he's not burning anyone alive.
Which is a good idea.
Well, yeah, he likes a drink, he likes a fight, and he likes a shag. And if that don't make a good king, I don't know what does.
I'll drink to that. I down half the pitcher.
Yeah!
And leave the rest for him. Right. Now on our box night.
What of the others he took, other than Terence? What side were they on?
They'll all have been on the rebellion side, but it sounds to me like he's picking up people that... kind of prefer Stannis over Robert. Stannis, you got to remember, is the bloke what invaded Dragonstone, which was where the last of the two Targaryens were holed up.
Right.
So our little fox what thinks he's a dragon seems to have a proper hard-on for undoing that particular period of history. I suspect if we set off on our way, we might find another load of dead sellswords lying around with stag swords in their hands.
How common do you think these swords are?
Well, let me put it this way. If you're someone like Stannis, your entire army's gone. Because, or possibly your good bits of your army has gone, because, let's face it, he's a bit of a stickler for uniformity.
I see that. Yeah, no, Stannis is has a reputation for being a very regimented, militaristic sort of man.
So, his entire army would probably have, each of them would probably have a sword like this.
Well,
at least
you'd imagine
ones.
There would be a certain uniformity, as you put it, to the equipment and, well, yeah, the equipment that his armies would have.
Which means there might be loads.
Or it could have been a personal memento. I mean, the only one who's going to know is the guy who's dead.
Hmm.
The only thing that concerns me is the six others that were dead, and we don't know anything about them. We don't know whether this one was an anomaly, or...
Well, we don't know, do we?
No.
But I don't think we're going to find out from here. And to be perfectly honest, finding the Foxlight and shiving him is kind of high on my list of things to do. Because anyone who supports the Targaryens really needs to be a dead man.
Well, true.
They were maniacs. We don't need any more.
Right. So... as you settle down for your meal, you are left with many, many questions. But these questions will have to be answered another time. Because now, we call a close to this evening's gaming.
Huzzah!
I hope you at home had a wonderful time listening to this, as much as we had
playing it. So, from the Cult of Tea and Dice in Game of Thrones Episode 2, good night.
Bye-bye.
Stop giggling because I got my...